This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of September 1st, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me this week from Chicago, Chicago, Illinois, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Max Anlicker. Man, Max, it's great. You were highly recommended by a guest I had a few weeks ago, Miss Sherry Farina, who we'll go into what she said about you a little bit later in the show. But I knew when she said that and she said, you might want to interview this guy, I thought, man, I have to. So so thank you for joining all of us here at Mix Sunday Morning.
Thank you, sir. It's a real honor and a joy to be present this morning. Thank you.
Well, I know you had a busy week, so let's just get going. For me, my guest, as I talked to you off air just a minute ago, who is Mr. Max Anlicker?
Yes, thank you so much, Greg.
That's a loaded question right there. That's what a way to start.
Incredibly so. Man, oh man. Well, first and foremost, as I was thinking about what I wanted to share today, I'm so blessed to call myself a beloved son of God.
Amen.
Adopted in his family. You know, I could answer this question in a lot of different ways, right? In terms of what I do, the many gifts and privileges the Lord has given me. And I do want to share plenty of that today, but it would be improper for me to not start with who God has made me into. Mm-hmm. I've had the privilege of growing up in the church my entire life. My parents raised me and my three younger brothers faithfully in a small congregation back in Wheaton, Illinois, and that's where I'm from. And I can really hardly remember a time I just was not surrounded by and poured into by Christians, my brothers and sisters of faith who loved me, who supported me. My parents prioritized that. And to this day, I owe more to them than I can ever repay the gift they gave me and my siblings in that upbringing. Mm-hmm. Week to week, taking us to church, giving us space to be fed at the truth of God and worship. And that's really where I found my faith. And it's where I found my passion for music and for worship. I got to join our church worship team super early. I started piano lessons really before I can remember, age 8 or 9 or something like that. And got thrown into worship team shortly after that, because that was our church culture. They wanted to get the youth involved. And to this day, that's a gift that I really don't thank God enough for, just how much of an early start he gave me. It was through the slow reps and the many years of serving and of getting poured into by my pastor and my worship leaders that the Lord took a hold of my heart. And to this day, there's no greater joy than seeing the presence of God intersect with his people in worship.
It is. It's an awesome responsibility. It is a duty of his calling, and nothing's better. Because I've seen pros and cons both ways about worship music and how it starts, the feel good part, but there's power in it. There's power to set the stage for God's word, for the delivering of God's word.
Absolutely. I fundamentally believe that it's a spiritual discipline, corporate worship. Mm-hmm. When we sing to God, when we make that choice to give to him an offering of praise and worship, we ourselves are changed because of that, we minister to God. And then he in turn ministers to us. He changes our hearts to love him more, to adore him as the first love in our lives. And I cherish and treasure the opportunity I have now to make space for that in the local church. So I actually just recently moved from Wheaton, Illinois, and I'm now living in Valparaiso, Indiana, where I'm working for a church as a worship director.
Okay. You
pour into and build up teams and pour into our congregation and worship. And it's a great gift.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Mr. Max Anlicker right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me, as I am corrected now, not from Chicago, Illinois, but for us Southern people, because us Southern people just think Northerners, you know, and I'm sure the Northerners look at us and say, oh, the Southerners down there. It doesn't matter if it's Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, they're just Southerners. But man, I've gotten a great respect now because I'm a big football fan and I'm a big SEC football fan. But God has allowed me to gain a greater respect for the North, I say, because my dad was born in the Bronx, New York. My family came from, I have family in New York, New Jersey. But it's cool to see how not just football, that I'll get out of football, but man, the lights just went out in here. But to get back in where God has placed people all around this country for his purpose, and that purpose is coming, and we'll talk about that in a little while, but I want to get back on to you, your calling. As you said, you just started as a worship leader. I mean, you're a singer, a producer, and now you've taken on this role as a full-time, just say music minister to keep it simple. Which one of those roles, man, that God has just blessed you with, opened doors to, which one do you enjoy doing the most?
Wow, that is a very, very good question, Greg.
Because they're kind of they're different. I mean, they really are. I mean, you can sit back that what it takes to be a songwriter. It is a talent and a gift. What it takes to sit down and produce, to be that gap for an artist, and to be able to give them a platform and kind of and fine tune their skill, that God has given you the gift and the craft to be able to help that artist and produce that song for them. And then here now you're in charge of leading. One of the greatest things that happens in church is the worship. You're multifaceted. You're multi-talented, sir.
Praise God. Thank you for those kind words. They are all very different, and yet they're all related.
They are.
The same time. As I tried to think about this, I've just been in awe that God would give me so much, because that's what he has. He's dealt so bountifully with me, and he has given me. I think about it so much with worship leadership. It's a joy, and it's a sacred responsibility.
It is.
To lead up front from a platform, but also to grow servant leaders and to pour out and to pastor each of my team members in a way that supersedes just a Sunday morning context. Because when you think about it, singing from a stage, that's probably 5% of the role, if that. And you know, when I was young, I'm still young, I'm 24 years old, but in high school, when I was first becoming interested in worship leadership, that 5% was incredibly attractive. You know what I mean? I mean, that...
It's what everybody sees. It is. It's what everybody sees. Yeah.
It's what everyone sees. And it's what I saw. And it's what got me initially excited. Oh, I want to be seen. I want to display God's love and song. Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome? And the Lord has allowed me, you know, in the short couple of years I've been doing this, to see the the beauty that happens behind the scenes, right? And you know, he who's faithful in a little is faithful in much. But some of the greatest joy in ministry is not even from the hour of Sunday worship together. It's from seeing people grow. It's from the worship rehearsals and the prayer times and the one-on-ones and the hearing how God is moving in the lives of each of my musicians and my singers, and seeing them grow in their confidence and their performance and their abilities, and fostering that growth.
Amen.
To me, that's the greatest gift and that's the greatest responsibility. So I'm grateful for worship pastoring and everything that entails. That's definitely the prime assignment I think God has in my life currently. And I'm delighted to still produce and still write in an avocational way.
Well, I know just the short time we've met right here, I know that you will do each one of them in excellence, because you're not serving anyone but the King of Kings. And when we serve the King of Kings, we are to do everything in excellence for him. And he is a gifted warrior that I have the privilege of interviewing today.
Praise God. That's exactly right. It's all from him and it's all for him.
I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Max and Liquor right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all your kind comments. Thank you for all the comments you have about our guest. And once again, I sit back in amazement at what God has done, because as you hear me every week, it's my job to seek, ask, and knock. And man, God is just, I mean, we had a gentleman, Max, a couple of weeks ago, come and knock on the front door of our station during the daytime to want to be on this show so he could share his testimony. And I thought, man, God, that was kind of a, sometimes God recharges us a little bit, and he kind of directs us and grounds us. And boy, that was a grounding. And then, then I get a guest on the show, Miss Sherry Farina, and she talked about her early music and how producers wanted her to do what they wanted her to do, wanted to change who she was. And then she met this producer named Max Amlicker. And this producer didn't, this new producer said, wait a minute, why don't we take what you do and then we'll do it for the glory of God. And she was so excited, Max, to have you as a producer that didn't change her. And that's so important, because God planted a passion in her for what she wanted to do. And Max, you were the gift that God had sent to her to be able to say, okay, we may just want to tweak this and move this here and inject this over here, but we're going to take your passion and make it better. So thank you, Brother Max. And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you for coming on the show. And that's why I wanted you on the show, because you were a person that tells these independent Christian artists, okay, I'm not going to wipe out everything you do and you're going to do it my way. Okay, I'm going to use the gift that you have, the talent that you have, and I'm going to use the gift and the talent God has given me to make it even better. So God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's a very great joy to work with Sherry. She's become a dear friend of mine in a short amount of time. And yes, we love collaborating. I owe it to her that I'm here today, the connecting point. So
she's gifted. She's pretty cool. We had a really good, really good interview. She was worried about it, and she was a pro. I mean, she just aced it.
Yes, I listened. It was wonderful.
So how many artists do you work with currently as a producer?
Yes, I'm relatively new in my side hustle as a producer. So Sherry is my main.
I love that side hustle.
I'll wake right now.
I keep many side hustles.
many side hustles. Yes. That's kind of how creatives work. But I work with a few others on and off. Mm-hmm. A good friend of mine from Wheaton College, Daniel Herr. He's a worship leader back in the Wheaton area. I've gotten to collaborate with him. A couple other prospects that are looking to line up, hopefully, in the next couple months. So, yeah, it's a new thing for me, I'll be honest with you. But I've been absolutely hooked by it because, similar to worship leadership, I see in it this beautiful opportunity to uplift others through music.
What?
And
you never know how God works, Max, okay? You're on here. We're fixing to start this thing called Rock the Flock Radio, which is going to be the home for Christian independent artists. Okay, that gets them on air, but they may need a producer to get their songs to a crowd in a different way, to be able to set them up in venues and events and do all this production work for them. You never know which Christian independent artists that I've interviewed in the last year, because it's been crazy how it's gone. I think I'm booked out till December right now, and I can't even keep up past that point.
Wow.
That they hear you, and you may be the production leader for it all.
Wow.
And we'll pray in just a little while. Not to put prayer off, but man, that sounds so bad to say that. I shouldn't even say. Oh man,
we'll get to it eventually.
Yes. Oh man, but
funny.
You never know how God works.
That's right.
Okay. So thank you for helping Christian independent artists. Thank you for being the young man that you are, the godly man that you are, and for taking working for the Lord serious.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, you sent me a song.
I did.
Okay. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that song. and then after that segment, the one after it, we'll get you to promo the song and then we'll play it. We'll let you lead into it, and then we'll just stitch it together, and we'll play it right here on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir.
We'll be back with Mr. Max Anlicker right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. Joining me, Mr. Max Anlicker. Max, we've explored many things in this show already. We've talked about a lot of things. You were a man of many talents. You said side hustles. I call it talent. You have many talents, okay? And one of your talents is writing music. And you sent a song over to me, Messenger of Mercy. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us about that song?
Yes, sir. This is a song that I had the joy of working on the past year or so. I recorded it with a good friend and former coworker of mine, Isaiah Nichols, a producer from Chicagoland area. And before that, even I had written it several years ago. This song was birthed at a summer camp, actually, in 2019 through an organization called Masterpiece Ministries. I owe a lot to Masterpiece for the fact I'm here as well, because this is a camp that has the priority of growing servant leaders in the arts. And so they offer branches for high school students to dive into visual arts, drama, film, songwriting. I attended this camp as a student my senior year and came back as a counselor in 2019 and wrote this song with a good friend of mine, Luke Ash, a worship leader who's now based in Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. And when I think about the message of this song, it really, I think in many ways, captures the heart of who I want to be. Mm-hmm. As a Christian artist. The song has its roots in a couple of scriptures. Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Who am I? Who is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man? You care for him. God is so lofty. He is so majestic in glory and power and might. The very fact that he takes interest in us, in human beings, who he then adopts as sons and daughters, is in of itself a mind-blowing reality that should floor every believer the more they think about it, right?
Right.
It is so good of him and so merciful to not only save us, you know, not only just to wipe away a record of wrong. He could have done that, and that would have been more than enough. We'd have an eternity to praise him for just that. But he doesn't do just that. He adopts us.
Mm-hmm.
He takes us in under his wing, under the shelter of his roof. He calls us his beloved ones. And he doesn't just do that. He partners with us to do the work of ministry. He co-labors with those who he calls to himself to then spread his message and his gospel to others.
That's deep.
And this song is just written from that mind-blown, humble perspective of, Lord, think of all the ways you could speak. Think of all the ways you could put your glory on display. You've spoken through burning bushes. You've spoken through howling wind. You have proclaimed your freedom by splitting in half a sea for the freedom of your people. Mm-hmm. And yet, though those miraculous events are things we celebrate and we remember and we tell stories of, what do we see so often today? We see God speaking and ministering through the ordinary work of human hands and hearts and voices, those ordinary men and women he's called to himself. And so, Lord, in spite of all the ways you could speak, you've chosen me.
Mm-hmm.
You've chosen me to be a messenger of mercy and a minister of your gospel. So this song is one of humility. It's one of awe, gratitude, and then giving over and self-surrender to the Lord for placing this incredible calling on the life of every single Christian.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we'll get you to intro it and we'll play it right here on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll be right back with Max and Liquor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Max Amlicker, and I hope you enjoy my new song, Messenger of Mercy.
Speak through the burning bush. You could speak through the howling wind. You could speak your freedom through the parting of the sea. Instead, you're using shakes the heavens, for you have chosen even me. Your messenger of mercy. You are more than my mind can fathom. My heart could dream, and you have called me higher than I thought I could be, and still you're using me. Who am I that you are mindful of me? speak with a voice that shakes the heavens, but you have chosen even me. Your messenger of mercy.
That's Max Anlicker and his song "Mess." It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you've listened on the airwaves of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you're on the podcast that you can get on Spotify, on our own Radio Alabama app. That was a tongue twister, Max. I kind of goofed that one up, but in radio, you just keep on going. Why not?
Going, love it.
Well, I've had the blessing and honor of having Mr. Max Anlicker as a guest today. Max, I hope I served you well. You've been an honor to speak to. You've been an honor for me to listen to your knowledge, your gift of there's a spirit of peace about you. I can see that. There's a spirit of, and I don't think I've ever said this before, but I see it's a spirit of confidence. And I love that, because if you stand on the rock, if you're standing on that solid rock, we have to be confident, because we have to, as I said earlier, we have to put on the armor of God. We have to have the Beatitudes. We have to have all of that, because if we're going to go out and fight, and that's what it is. I mean, it's spiritual warfare right now. People don't want to admit that, but it is. We are in a spiritual battle right now.
Yes.
The spirit of confidence that God has given you, I just want to say hallelujah, brother. Amen. I absolutely love it. So keep doing it. Keep going and being that producer that helps these artists. Keep shining in that, because you are a blessing to them. You know, get on that stage now that God has opened this new door. As a worship leader, and man, he's grounded you. He's given you that spirit of, I'm just going to say, of grounding, because he set you out there and he's prepared you for it. And not to be the eye candy that we always see when we go to church, but man, yeah. The people that attend that service are in for a blessing. Okay. So keep doing it. Keep doing it, brother.
Thank you, Greg. And it means a lot to hear you say that, because this has certainly been an incredibly formative year of growing in confidence into who God's made me to be. And you're exactly right. We're most aware of that when we abide with Him as our first love. So it's been a real honor to be with you today. Thank you for hosting me and giving me space to be heard. Not only me, but the many others you've blessed. So this has been an incredible gift I couldn't have asked for.
Well, let's close it in prayer, brother. Heavenly Father, we come to you again that I don't deserve this, Lord. I don't deserve to be able to sit here with who you bring in front of me. But God, I thank you, and I thank you for those. And today, I thank you for Brother Max. God, I ask you to continue to bless him, Lord, to continue to open those doors, Lord. You have many that you've opened for him. Protect him in those doors, Lord, as they open. Guide him and direct him. Lord, bless each and every step of his life. Lord, ward off evil. Ward off Satan, Lord, as I know he'll be after him, because he sees what he can do for you. God, in amazement again, be with Max. Be with him as he leads others. Go before him, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, brother. Well, how can people connect with you? How can they find you?
Yes, sir. Well, I'd say the easiest way, I would love to connect with you over social media. So you can find my Instagram Just my name, Max Amlicher. Same with Facebook, if you just look that up. First name is Max. Last name is A. N as in Nancy. L as in Larry. I-K-E-R. And that's all just no spaces. Max Amlicher. Would love to connect with you. Exchange follows. Feel free to message me. If you have any production needs, I'd love to talk about that as well. I'm always looking to meet musicians, like-minded musicians, and network. So
nothing like nothing like a shameless plug right there, is it? Let me just get that one in real quick.
Oh man. But yes, feel free to follow me on Spotify as well. You can find me under the same name, and I hope to have more music available as well in the coming days.
Well, I'll post that so everybody can find which way, not to, like I say, not to follow you, but so you can connect with them to show you who you follow.
Yes, sir. Exactly right.
Brother Max, have an awesome afternoon. And again, thank you for joining us right here on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Thank you so much, Craig. Such a joy.
That's Max Amlicher. We'll be back next week if the Lord doesn't come back. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.